it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday, April 4th, a new week. And I'm joined by Stephanie this morning. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Sam.
Thank you for coming back. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Apparently, we must have liked you a lot.
Apparently. Well, I would hope so that you asked me back.
Yeah.
How are you? How's your weekend?
I'm good. My weekend was good.
Yeah.
And I didn't do much, of course, as usual, but but it was still good, you know?
As usual.
Yeah.
You sound like me.
I spend Saturdays, I have to work a little bit, but I find some time, and then Sunday get together with the kids for breakfast and things like that, you know.
Aww.
so that's the extent of my fun, you know. But
well, that's exciting.
I don't know about that.
I spent my Sundays with my dog, so those
really?
Are my kids.
So oh, I see. So you give them the time of day on Sundays, huh?
Well, no, I mean, that sounds like I'm a horrible mother, but no, I mean every day. But like I took them to the dog park yesterday for 2 hours.
Really?
So. Yeah.
How many dogs do you have?
Just
two.
Two rescues.
Just two.
Just two, I know. Well, I want to get three once I get a bigger place.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why do you want so many dogs?
You know, I didn't grow up with any dogs because my grandmother was like severely allergic, so we could never have dogs. But all my friends had dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is. They're just, to me, like, I'm not a cat person.
Right.
Like, dogs are just amazing. This unconditional love, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe I need more love in my life.
You do. We already figured you've got some father issues. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I do have father issues. Sorry, Dad. That's right. You remember that.
I remember everything.
They're great.
So, yeah. So, you have the dogs to replace human beings.
Yeah. Apparently, I like dogs more. More than humans. No, so they have so much. One of them is a puppy. Well, kind of. He's like a year and a half.
Mm.
So he's a German Shepherd, and he just has so much energy. So
really?
And the other one is a Shepherd Chow, and they wrestle all day long, which
really?
Is great for me, but they still need to run around too. So
yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So they have a little yard where they run around and stuff?
They have a little
stuff?
Yard, but then
oh,
I
cool.
take them like, to a big dog park so they
right.
can just run all that out.
Run, right.
You know. So it doesn't bother me.
What, do they have dog parks where you live, like nearby? Or
yeah,
you have to
there's
park?
The one like off of Mulholland. So if you go over the hill, like I live in West Hollywood. So
right.
when I go over the hill, you just right before you get, you know, into the valley, you turn left on Mulholland.
Okay.
And there's a Laurel Canyon Dog Park there.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Okay. Really?
So beautiful. And actually the people are really nice and... You know, which
yeah.
is always good because if there's an incident with a dog,
yeah.
oh my God.
You want them to be nice, huh?
Well,
otherwise
I mean, I've seen some
you...
fights. I've seen, actually, there was two fights yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, and it's so funny because, like, they get, it starts with the dogs,
mm-hmm.
and then the people get involved.
Right.
And then they, like, get in each other's face, and they're all like, come on, I dare you, punch me. And I'm like, where are we? Like, at a bar, or are we on a playground? Like, I don't understand.
Right.
This, and it's so stupid. And then they give little jabs to each other, like, stupid childish. I don't even know where
yeah.
to begin with it.
Yeah, people, you know, they're so uptight, you know, and I think people are right just on the edge, you know?
Right?
And they wait for you to push them over
I
the
know,
edge.
I don't understand for what reason.
Yeah.
Like, it's a dog. Like, animals are going to fight.
Right, but it's not because of the dogs. People have pent-up anger, you
right.
know? And
oh, yeah.
it just comes out, you know, because you can see it on the roads, too, you know, with the road yeah. rage and everything. People
yeah.
just get so pissed off, you
know? I
know. Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of, I have a little bit of road rage.
Do you?
I mean,
you have to if you live in LA, you know.
Crazy
it's part
drivers.
Of the requirements.
I know, right? But no, I completely agree that people are just on the edge about to snap.
Right.
Like, and want to.
Yeah.
Like, just want to yell at people to make them feel bad for no reason.
Yeah.
I would never do that to you, Sam. Don't
no. Okay. I know. You were too spiritual for that, right?
Well, I try. I wouldn't say that I practice it on a daily basis, but I try.
I see.
I try at least, you know.
So you believe in do unto others or...
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I do. You?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, whatever you do comes back to you.
Oh, yeah, karma.
It's just the way it is. So what do you mean by being spiritual? You mentioned that a couple times. Probably not in a religious way, right?
No, I mean, like, I believe in God. I believe in the universe. I believe in all that stuff. I actually find every religion extremely fascinating. Mm. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't really follow one, but I like Buddhism. I like Hinduism, so I meditate every day.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, like an hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a long time to meditate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's always easy, but
really?
I try.
But why is it not easy? You have to focus all the time?
Well, have you tried it?
No.
Okay. You're like, nope, that's it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
No, it's, you know, you, like, for everybody, it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
But you sit down and you kind of clear your mind of your thoughts.
Right.
And you can't fully clear your mind. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. You're always going to have thoughts coming in and out. But I've learned to just, like, let the thoughts come, sit with it, and let them go, and not try to, like, push them away, because then it just doesn't work.
Right.
Like, the more you fight against something, the more it's going to come to you.
Right. So you have to do this while you're relaxed, obviously, you know?
Yeah. Like, I put my incense, you know.
Wow.
I know, I sound like a crazy person. I'm crazy hippie.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall there when you do this.
I don't think it's that interesting, to be honest.
No.
But it actually mellows me out.
Really?
And especially in the business that I'm in, it's a nice, you know, it's a nice balance.
Right.
So I told you I want to go live in India. Didn't I tell you that?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And like, I told you I don't like India.
Right.
Yeah.
You said you don't like it.
But eventually you probably will. I mean, if you really want to, you know, you might as well.
I do. It's, you know, the time will come for me. Like,
right.
When it happens, it's going to happen.
Right.
But yeah, I'm excited to just like live there and meditate and, you know, serve people and stuff.
So how did you get into it?
Oh, God.
You must have met someone who was into it, right?
And kind of.
Yeah.
I grew up, my dad was baptized. Oh, he actually went to Catholic school, which he's like, he hates.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, like the stories he tells me, it's just hilarious. But we were baptized Catholic. We didn't have to make our first communion, anything like that.
Right.
So I would go to church with my friends. I'd learn about different religions on my own.
Right.
And then I started trying to meditate when I was like 19, and I was like, this is so difficult. I hate it. I don't want to do this. But I would try on and off for years. And then I met my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
He was involved in the spiritual path. He meditated, and I didn't really get into his path.
No, huh?
I wasn't. Yeah. I mean, I went every so often, but I was like, it doesn't really speak to me. I'm not really into it. So I started seeking other things. Then I went through a really horrible relationship. I told you about this.
Right.
And after that, I was so wrecked emotionally that I was like, okay, I need to do some healing on myself.
You need some support, huh?
I need something.
Yeah.
And so I went to this one place in Silver Lake called the White Lotus, which is an awesome place. Everybody should go there.
Yeah.
Very, like, just a spiritual.
Sounds very spiritual, Lotus.
Yeah. It's a spiritual hippie bookstore, but it's amazing, actually. And they have some great, like, classes there. But, I went there, and there was this guy who was doing like a pranic healing, and I tried it, and it totally worked for me. And
really?
Him and I became really great friends, and he's this amazing healer, and so I kept going back, and it started me on this path of finding myself again, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like, and I'm still going, and it'll be a never-ending thing, journey.
Yeah.
But
I guess after a couple of terrible relationships, you want to figure out, what the hell am I here for?
What the hell am I doing?
What's my purpose here?
At some point, you got to look at it and be like, I cannot keep going through these.
Right.
Bad relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
want
like
to figure out why you're going through it and...
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're in a good marriage. So
yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to have my marriage number two.
Right.
Like my first marriage. So, you know, I had to start doing some healing. And
Yeah,
so I sound like a crazy person.
Yeah, what kind of healing is that all about?
What? The pranic healing?
Yeah. What's that? Pranic healing?
Pranic healing.
Never heard of it before.
Pranic healing. I like, I'm actually doing Reiki right now. At this place in Silver Lake, too, called House of Intuition, which is also an amazing amazing place to get Reiki done, and if you want to do tarot readings or whatever. But it's just all these really cool places are in Silver Lake. But yeah. You know, it's different. The pranic healing is all just energy based, and they don't touch you, but you sit like in a chair, and they put water at your feet. Cause you know what?
I know. While you're talking about it,
I wish you guys could see in the stage right now. Sam's face is like, what the heck am I gotten into? Okay, but I promise you, Sam, that it's not as totally crazy.
No, I mean, that's fine. I like that kind of stuff, you know.
It's really, I mean, if you're open to it, hey, to each his own.
You've got to be open to it, you know. I kind of stop at tarot cards, though, you know.
Well, I don't really do that. To be honest, I'm not into that.
Right.
But I'm into, like, energy healing.
Right.
So, do you like acupuncture?
I've done it once, and it helped me. I had a backache, and it really helped.
See?
Completely. It made
amazing.
It go away. And I didn't believe it either.
Yeah?
You know? So,
well, it's kind of freaky having those needles, like, stuck in you.
I know.
But a friend of mine who's a neighbor, he's an acupuncturist, and he gives it to me, and I love it.
Really?
Like, on a weekly basis. Yeah.
You know what's amazing is while I was there, you know, he put some needles in my head as well, and suddenly I felt I was passing out. You know, I was like on my stomach, and I felt I was passing out.
Really?
And sure enough, before I knew it, I'm waking up, and these people are struggling over me, and, you know, waking me up and shit. And
what?
I guess it really affects your body, the circulation. And I guess he said that because I hadn't eaten yet that day, that maybe the body sugars and stuff were like, you know, maybe not enough or whatever. But, yeah, I passed out there, you know, and it was scary. But then he continued, you know.
That is so weird. I've never heard that happen.
Yeah.
Are you diabetic?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all.
And
very healthy, you know. Yeah, and I passed out. I don't know what the hell it was.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Yeah, so then he started using those cups, you know, on my back.
Oh,
yeah.
Does that hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt
at
all.
I've never had that.
It leaves those marks on your back.
Right.
But
like somebody beat you.
But, yeah, so I guess the combination of the needles and the cups helped. Because I went there, like, one time. I felt it was like 80% better.
Uh-huh.
Then I went again. It was, you know, and I couldn't believe it. I had, you know, because at the time I had a backache like for 2-3 weeks, you know, and I couldn't really move. It was that bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you just went twice and it was gone.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
I you know? Swear by it, though. I'm all,
really?
Like, as you know, I'm into the hippie stuff. But, yeah, it's just all it is it just goes on your pressure points.
Right.
And it just releases any energy that's blocked.
Oh, okay.
So it just recirculates. That's all acupuncture is.
Right.
But if you move when the needles are in you, it hurts.
Really?
Oh, it hurts.
Really?
Like, that's why you just have to lay there.
Yeah.
I
know. It is weird, though, to see somebody with the needle stuck
right?
in them, you know?
You're laying on the table. Yeah. They look kind of scary. Wait, what was that? What was that, the character in the horror, Hellraiser, with all those, like, needles stuck in him. You seriously look like Hellraiser as you're lying there. It's so creepy. But I will tell anybody to do it.
I think
it's great. I'm trying to get my parents to do it, but, you know.
Yeah.
They're Chicago.
So people do it for, like, different reasons, right? I mean, a million reasons to do it.
Yeah, I actually have a friend right now. She's doing it for her ankles. She has really bad ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's helping her a lot.
Really?
So, you know, it just depends on, it can help for mental issues, you know, crazy like I am, I need it. But, yeah, it kind of depends on what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
But again, you have to be open to it.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess,
like anything.
You do. I guess at that point I was open to anything, you know.
Yeah.
Just get me better.
You're like, why not? You have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Because you can't get worse than you already
exactly,
are, you know.
You know?
You can only get better, so it's like, why not do it?
Yeah, so I'll try anything once, you know.
Well, it
did work, you know. So it was, I can't sit here and say it doesn't work because it did for me, you know.
Look at that.
So, yeah, you know, so maybe other things work as well. I just need to be open to it, you know.
It'll come in time, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's just where you are in your life, and if it works for you, it works for you.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Do you believe in feng shui and that sort
of
thing?
I do.
Really?
I actually feng shui. That's so funny. I feng shui'd my house.
Really?
Yes. Do you say feng shui or feng shui?
Feng shui.
I say feng shui.
Yeah.
But it's People say feng shui.
Because it's spelled F-E, yeah.
I say feng shui, too.
Yeah, I think that's the way you'd say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll say it feng shui.
Yeah.
Because we're right, Sam.
Yeah.
I did it to my living room, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Did someone help you with it, or how did you figure it out?
This is so funny. A friend of mine who I've known since seventh grade, he came over. He lives out here. And he came over to my house, and he's like, I just got a new chair in my house, and I'm just like figuring out where to put it. He's like, let's feng shui your house. And I was like, yes, let's. So I didn't know what to do. Neither of us are like experts. So we were like, I was like, Michael, do you know how to do this? He goes, no, I have no idea. And I was like, okay. So I went on the computer and it actually, I found it on some website or something, like what you're supposed to do in your living room as far as feng shui, like the desk. Oh wait, now it's the mirrors always. Oh my God. See, now I'm totally forgetting. Yeah. I can find this.
That's
online.
Okay. I mean, no big deal, you know, but we get the idea.
Yeah.
So you have to sort of like direct the energy that's going through your house, right?
Yeah. And there's certain, here, I'm trying to find it. There's certain things about where to put the desk because of money going in and out.
Right.
Like you don't want, it has to be up against the window, like your desk has to. So my desk is up against the window.
Yeah.
My couch and my chairs, they have to be facing the door.
Really?
Yes. You don't want your. Does this sound weird?
It does sound weird.
I want to know who came up with this.
Yeah.
Like who started this? Like,
well, the Japanese, obviously.
Yeah, but like what? Like what's their? I want to know like how this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's 64 years old.
That's all?
Yeah.
Really? So it's a relatively new thing, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess they didn't have to have feng shui in the caves and shit when they lived back there.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm sure they didn't have a lot of furniture then.
Yeah, there you go. You know, they rearranged the rocks.
Do you feng shui your house?
No. But I think it's pretty good layout, you know. People come in and they get a good vibe from it, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe it is good, you know, I don't know. But sometimes, you know, you're limited in where you can put things in your room, you know,
because
of windows and doors and things like that, you know.
Yep, especially when you have a smaller place.
Yeah, but I wonder if it really works, you know. I mean, it sounds good, you know.
It does. I'm of the mindset of this. Look, if you're into it and you fully believe it, I think it works.
It works.
I mean, how can it not?
Yeah.
You believe it, right?
Right.
You believe that, like here, I have this tiger's eye. Okay.
You have a tiger's eye? Wow.
Stone. So I carry it around.
Yeah. What kind of a stone is it?
It's tiger's eye, I believe.
Tiger's eye, is that what they call it?
I think that's what it's called.
And it's really polished and everything.
It's tiger's blood. Charlie Sheen gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
Which we need to talk about this because that show, I don't even understand what went down on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called tiger's eye. A friend of mine gave this to me.
And you carry it around you?
Yeah.
Because you believe it works.
Okay, Sam.
Then she pulls a rock out of her pants.
You know what? Leave me alone. It works in my head.
I'm sure.
Such an ass. I love it. It's supposed to have some kind of healing power.
Uh-huh.
You know.
No, I mean, I know. A lot of people believe in those rocks and shit, so maybe it does work, you know?
It's like,
did you ever get a massage with those rocks on you?
You know what? I haven't. Have you?
No.
I want to.
Yeah.
I
probably wouldn't because I don't believe it. I'm such a skeptic, you know?
Well, at least you're honest about it.
Yeah.
You're owning it. You know it.
Yeah. I mean, I really have spiritual sides to me, but I'm more like...
Like what, Sam? Tell me what spiritual sides you have.
Well, a lot of it, you know? I mean, I just don't know if I believe in it or not, but, you know, I mean, I studied the Kabbalah, which is like Jewish mysticism and that, and in sort of a modern way, you know, so that really opened up my eyes and, you know, it helped me at a really bad time in my life.
Okay.
So, I mean, I felt like I was walking on air, you know, that's how great I was feeling at the time, you know, and... Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, but it's all energies and you know, and things like that. And
so, Kabbalah, you just stopped then, eventually?
Yeah. When they started chasing me for money and stuff, I realized...
You were like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay you.
I don't like the messengers. You know?
So, wait, so Kabbalah, I know that Madonna's into it and there's other celebrities that are into it, but what? It's the study of...
Yeah, like what you learn is, well, about energies and stuff.
Okay.
But it shows you it's okay. Well, they have astrology, they have numerology, they have all these things in it, mm-hmm. you know. And it sort of like explains the why of the Bible, you know, not so much what and how, but the why.
Right.
Why you do certain things, why there are certain customs and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting, you know. I mean, they look for codes in the Bible and things like
wow.
that. So yeah, it's pretty cool, you know. And I mean, you know, when you're Jewish and stuff, and mm-hmm. it speaks to you a lot more, you know, because mm-hmm. it talks about traditions that you already know.
Okay.
So and it explains them and so forth. So it was pretty fascinating to me, you mm-hmm. know, to know that there's sort of like it's not all random, you know. There's mm-hmm. sort of like order to the universe, you know.
Sure.
And so that helped me a lot when I was down. But, you know, I don't know if it would help me when I'm up, you know. But it certainly helped when I was down and I needed something, you know.
Right.
I guess, you know, when you're down, the only way to look is up, you know. And then you discover God and,
there you go.
And all that, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, and whatever you believe in, God, universe, you know,
yeah.
I believe in all of it, actually.
Yeah. You see, I believe in God and everything, and that there's mm-hmm. a force that started all this and
mm-hmm.
that's keeping all this, like, going and stuff.
Right.
But I don't believe so much in the personal God that he has time for you and for your prayers and all that shit, you know. He's too busy, you know. Did you ever look at the planet from space? I mean,
he
can't see you or me in there, you know. All you see is a big planet, you know. I don't think he has time for 6 billion people.
I love
to start
it.
Giving him their prayers and blessings.
Now, do you practice anything now or no?
Not really, no. It's more like, you know, celebrating holidays out of tradition and so
okay.
forth, family and that. But
isn't
no.
Is it Passover? I
mean, yeah, Passover's coming up soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'd have to remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
it's
pretty cool, Passover. You get, you know, the whole family sits and we have a feast and all that, and you
okay.
can't eat bread. So
you can't eat bread the
you
whole
can't,
time.
Yeah.
It's a week, correct?
So you eat matzahs, you know, which is
yeah.
unleavened bread or whatever they call it.
I like matzo ball soup.
Yeah, I know. Those are good.
So good. I love it.
So, but you have to eat those flat ones, you know, and it takes some getting used to.
Really?
Yeah. You always stay hungry if you're used to eating bread. Then, you know, when you don't eat bread, you kind of stay hungry all the time.
Right, right.
But at the same time, it's a fun time. You know, Jews celebrate the freedom from the Egyptians and, you know, being slaves and all that. So, you know, whatever. All these stories,
whatever.
Man. They don't speak to me anymore.
I have a lot of friends that are Jewish, actually.
Yeah.
And I still never know when Passover is, ever.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. I'm like, I feel like I'm not, you know.
Yeah, get with
that.
It, Stephanie.
I know, apparently. Well, you can whip me into shape's hand. Be like, hey, look, bitch. It's Passover. Say happy Passover.
Yeah, and this is Judaism, so there.
We're the best religion. No, but okay, I want to talk about Charlie for a second.
Okay.
I heard he did this show. Did you see this online?
No, I didn't, but we're going to play a couple minutes of it maybe or
okay,
something.
Yes.
But I did read about it, but go ahead and recap.
Yeah, so he did the show in Detroit.
Right. He decided to take his show on the road, right?
Because apparently he's that interesting.
Yeah. So he decided to do it like a rock concert.
Because he's a rock star.
Right.
As we know.
Yeah.
And he goes and it was 90 minutes.
Was it that long?
It was 90 minutes.
Really?
Of him talking about God knows what, probably crack.
Right.
I would think, right?
About a lot of different things, yeah. I'm sure he talked about the job he lost and all these people
probably.
And stuff. Yeah.
And I worked with him on Two and a Half Men.
Did you?
Yeah, because I was on Two and a Half Men.
Wow, how
so
cool.
I worked with Charlie. And
what did you play? One of his conquests?
Yeah.
Really?
I played Amy. I was the dumb drunk bitch in a bar. You know, the usual on that show.
Yeah.
It was actually one of the best shows I've done.
Like, really?
Honest, everybody was so nice. And what's so weird is it's not like Charlie and I were the best of friends, but
right.
on set, you know, he was professional and knew his lines and nice as can be.
Really?
Mellow.
So none of the stuff they said about him is true?
Well, I'm not saying that.
Right. I mean, you only saw him a couple days or something.
I've
right?
only worked with him for the week.
Right.
But he was as nice as can be. Like, yeah. Just, and super professional.
Right.
Knew his lines, didn't mess around. Like,
wow.
But, you know, joked around a little bit, but it wasn't, like, tasteless or any, I was never uncomfortable. Like, he was awesome.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, obviously, this is all drugs that is talking. Because, I mean, I don't think that anybody's really, I mean, maybe me, I'm that crazy. But, no, I think that a lot of it is just like, being on crack, to be honest.
Yeah.
But so he does this show.
Although, you know, mental illness could have, could play a part in that as well. You know, I think when, because they were mentioning bipolar and all that. And I know that when you're in a manic state, you're like really, you have grandiose thoughts. And you feel like you're Jesus and, you know, and invincible. And that's what he sounds like.
He thinks he can save the world.
Yeah.
He has superpowers.
That he's invincible, you know.
Good luck.
Yeah.
No, but I haven't heard that he's in the, I haven't heard anything about him being mentally ill yet. I've just, I mean.
No, I mean, nobody proved it or anything, but people are throwing around those theories, you know, so.
Which I could see.
Yeah.
But I just, I honestly think it's just him cracked
the drugs,
up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be such a... I've never done crack. Have you done crack?
No, no. But the thing is that he tested clean for the drugs when he was on the interview. And
he was still
talking like that. So, but maybe it's permanent damage, you know?
It could be.
It just screwed up his head, period.
Forever,
even if he stops it. Yeah.
Well, he looks so old. Like, he's missing teeth in the back of his mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like one... On his, I don't even know. Like, I saw in a couple of pictures, there's one tooth missing in the back. Like, he just looks old. And, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't think that, I would think that drugs would do that. I would think that crack would do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know enough about crack, so.
Yeah.
To say I'm an expert on crack, I don't know.
But the teeth don't mean much. I have one in the back right now, in fact, that is missing as well. Because, you know, when your tooth is like too... wore down, they can't put a crown on it, you know, they have to do an implant, so they stick a screw. Oh, you have one?
I
too
have an implant.
Really?
Yeah.
So they screwed that, but then you have to wait 4 or 5 months before they put the crown on that. It has to really integrate with the bone in your jaw.
Okay, so wait, you have, because
I have the implant here, but they haven't put the crown on it yet, so it still looks like I don't have a tooth.
Oh,
and it's
awesome.
Been like that for 4 months,
like,
and I'm feeling like shit. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I'm grateful it's not in the front. You know,
I
would go crazy. I would leave the house, man. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I love
people
it.
People look so stupid without teeth.
I wouldn't either.
You know?
I wouldn't either. But no, that's so weird, because I actually have an implant, this one right here.
Right.
And mine never grew in when I was a kid.
Right.
But so I have it screwed in, but it went in right away. Like, I didn't have to wait.
No, it goes in right away, but then they wait for it to mesh with the bone, you know, so it doesn't come out. But you didn't have to wait.
No, like
long,
there's a tooth on the end of the screw.
Right. Right.
So it just screwed in. I didn't have to wait, and now it's here.
Right. Right. So what I'm saying is, well, at least maybe on this back tooth, they put in the screw.
Uh-huh.
It sits there for 4 months, and then they put the tooth on there, the crown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I was supposed to have it done last week, but I forgot about my appointment. So hopefully this week I'll have a tooth again.
Yay!
You know? But
yeah,
because it's like, yeah, because I mean, I get so self-conscious when I laugh and stuff, you know.
Oh.
But yeah.
Well, at least it's in the back, Sam.
Yeah.
I won't judge you, I promise.
Thank you. And I have the pop screen here, so you can't
see. So I can't see anything. But now I'm going to look for it every time you smile.
Well, thank you very much. In a couple of days, it'll be gone.
There we go. Yeah. We'll celebrate. Yeah. So, okay, so Charlie.
So Charlie Sheen was totally booed.
Booed. But I don't even understand what, I mean, did you find the clip? Can we play this?
Yeah, we'll try and play the clip. But apparently he was, you know, he was boring the people. They didn't like it. You know, he put on some friend comedian of his and nobody liked him. They booed him off the stage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, what did people expect from Charlie Sheen getting on the stage and, you know, what the hell is he going to do, you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think they expected his crazy rants that every time all the interviews he's done, that he was just going to go up and do
exactly.
those or do more of those. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would pay money to see Charlie Sheen do 90 minutes of just talking about himself.
About bullshit.
About bullshit. About crack, about whatever, about hookers. I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because he has those two girls living with him.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And they were, I think, on the show as well. And yeah, one of them is a former porn star.
Awesome.
And the other one, I don't know where the hell she came from. And
her friend. It's her friend.
Yeah. But he rescued the porn star, you know.
Oh, is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
He rescued her?
Yeah, that's what he says.
From death?
From I don't know what. She was pretty popular, actually. So I don't know what he saved her from. I guess from being in porn, you know.
Apparently. Yeah. Gave her a better life.
Yeah.
So now they live with him every day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And he bangs both of them, apparently.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
fun.
Let's try and play the clip and see what happens here. If we can get any Charlie Sheen here. On his winning tour, whatever he calls it, I don't know. But why is this not working here?
His winning tour.
Yeah.
His bi-winning tour.
There's the booing already.
Thank you.
Wow.
About that first talk. Okay, so RPG is a bomb. Whatever. Tonight's an experiment. Clearly, you guys just want to see me some more. I love you too. So, that was Todd Zeal, by the way. That was Todd Zeal. Give it up for Todd Zeal.
Okay, this is boring.
Right.
you can't hear him anyway.
So, he just goes on like that for 90 minutes.
Yeah. And a lot of people walked out. And I'm not surprised.
Was it sold out?
What's that?
Was it sold out?
No, I don't think it was sold out. No. But
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's sick of hearing about him, though. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, how much can you handle of the same thing, you know? But
right.
I don't know. He's like, he's a time bomb. I think, you know, he's just waiting to explode.
He really is. But he's gonna get his. He's going to get his job back on Two and a Half Men.
You think so,
oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, really? Look, after he badmouthed them so bad?
Yeah.
But do you think they want him for the money, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Fox is going to go after him.
Mm.
And if they do, then they're going to give him more money and people are going to watch. And then CBS is screwed out of a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they're
But
not
how
hurting.
Will Fox do it? They don't have the rights for it, right?
Well, he got fired, so
right.
Not saying they're going to do Two and a Half Men.
Oh, I
show.
See, a different
like they
show.
They would do a different show.
Gotcha.
So, but they could offer him more money and,
right.
you know, and lure him in that way.
Right.
But I think CBS might have to go back to him
really?
With their tail between their legs.
Uh-huh.
I think, but I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, you think they need him?
Well, I think...
For the money.
I mean, I think now that he's getting so much publicity and people are just like... loving watching this train wreck that he is.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think that it would be smart for them to do that.
Take advantage of it, huh?
Well,
of his fame.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if he said those things to me, like he did to the producer, I wouldn't want to talk to him again. You know, I hold grudges, you know, I find it hard to forgive people.
Do you really?
Yeah. Some people, it depends what they do to me, you know,
right.
But, if someone, badmouth me the way he did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would take him back. I don't care how much money, you know. But then again, you know, Hollywood works in a different way. So
yeah, and it is about the money.
Yeah,
and that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that they're gonna have to. He's gonna be back on the show. I really do.
Wow.
I don't think that they'll replace him. I mean, they were talking about John Stamos replacing him.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. It's not the same. I mean, that show, Charlie's the show.
Right.
You know, he really
right.
is.
Right.
And,
I mean, John Cryer is great. And the kid right. is great.
Right.
I can't
And the maid,
name.
Too.
And the maid.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's funny.
Everybody,
funny character.
Everybody
yeah.
on there is just awesome. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think it would work if somebody replaced him, to
yeah.
be honest.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. Because. You know, he's the character, you know.
Yeah.
I think on any show, if you replace the actor, it's going to be different. And on this show, they would have to have someone take on his role, you know. Whereas,
yeah.
like, when he replaced, if you remember Spin City, he
yes.
replaced Michael J. Fox on there. But he wasn't the same character. He was
who
somebody
was?
Else. Charlie Sheen.
He did?
Yeah.
Wait, who did he play?
He played someone named Charlie also on the show Spin City.
Right.
When Michael J. Fox left because of his illness.
That's right. I do remember that.
Yeah. And he was funny on that show too, you know.
Yeah.
But he didn't come to play Michael J. Fox's role. He was somebody else.
Right.
But on Two and a Half Men, if you bring somebody else, they have to play Charlie. You know?
Right. Or yeah. You bring him on as somebody else and
right. But then the whole show changes. You
yeah.
know?
Then you can't call Two and a Half
right.
Men anymore.
Exactly. You know? Because, and yeah, and it focuses on their house. So how are you going to bring somebody into the house that Charlie right. owns, you know?
right. His long lost cousin. It would be like a soap opera thing. You never watch soap operas?
A long time ago.
They're hilarious.
No. Yeah.
I was on one. I was on General Hospital and. My specialty was erectile dysfunction.
Really?
Yeah, awesome, right?
yeah. Get to be around penises
hey,
a lot.
Hey, Mom, guess what? Guess what I booked? She was like, congratulations,
yeah,
I guess.
I get to act around penises.
But it's so funny because a lot of times they do that where when they cast, they'll cast like the brothers or sisters, and it's like they'll cast two sisters, and one is like a black girl and one is a white girl,
right.
and it's from like a white mother.
yeah.
And they're like, here you go, believe it, everybody.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it's so funny because they do this all the time on soaps. Everybody buys it. I mean, they
yeah,
watch it.
Yeah, you have to wonder about people that watch it, you know?
You do have to wonder. I grew up watching soaps too.
Did
with my
you
mom.
Really?
Oh, you know, my
yeah.
mom, she's a housewife.
I guess, you, yeah,
so.
You get into it, you know, and it's just,
crazy.
Yeah.
Do you remember
all
that?
All the romance and stuff.
all the drama. I hate you, I love you, I hate you, I love you. That whole thing. And they'd marry each other like five different times.
Yeah, it's, they're always beautiful people, you know.
Always.
Yeah.
Always gorgeous. Actually, yeah. I went out for another, like, God, this was years ago, for another one after General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it got down to the wire with me. And they go, her teeth aren't perfect enough.
Wow.
That was my thing.
Really?
And I was like, awesome.
Wow.
But they're so pretty on there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like,
because that's what people want to see, you know? We don't want to see average, homely people, you know? We want to see beautiful people
Sam,
on
I
TV.
Sam, I just almost spit out my coffee. You don't want to see homely looking people, no?
I don't
Not
think
so,
much. No.
That doesn't turn you on.
That's why even on reality shows, they always get the, you know, the buff ones and the,
yeah.
if you noticed, and the younger ones. And
yep.
Because that's what's fun to look at, you know?
Of
I mean,
course.
Look, even the Real Housewives, you know, they have like all these chicks that, you know, are like all out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you watch that show?
No, I don't. But
but
I know about it, yeah, because I have to, you know, I'm
of
on
course.
Radio. I need to know what I'm talking about.
Does your wife watch it?
No.
Oh, good for her.
Well, actually, I think she has a couple times the Housewives of Atlanta or something. You
it's
know?
A disaster.
It is, huh?
Like
yeah,
all of them.
Yeah. I saw the OC one, like a glimpse of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what I based my thing on is that beautiful women, you know, beautiful guys, you know, everybody's like one big happy family, you know?
Yep.
And these are not like regular people, you know. People don't understand that, you know. These are people, normal people are not like that, you know.
It is so funny to me, like their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying, look, like, hey, good for them, they're successful.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's great that you have so much money, you don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just like these stupid fights that these women get into
yeah.
about just the dumbest things about their houses or the way they dress or their cars. Or, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Right.
It's so ridiculous. There's so much jealousy.
Uh-huh.
It's such a show. I can't, yeah. I cannot believe it. But you know what? Good for, the only one I actually kind of watched was the Beverly Hills one.
Yeah. Yeah. That one seems pretty fun, huh?
It
with
was,
Camille
well,
and, you know, and
look
with the
at
whole
you
thing.
You knowing the name.
You see, I know
I'm
that.
Impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Yeah, it was, there was so much drama on
uh-huh.
there. So I kind of get, and I have to say, a friend of mine got me sucked into it. She watched it all the time.
Really?
I was like, all right, fine.
I know, it'll suck you in, those things. You
I know?
Know.
And then I feel dumber.
Yeah.
Like I walk away, I'm like, I think I've lost brain cells from
yeah,
watching
Yeah, I can't
it.
Believe I watched that.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I can't understand. I mean, I watch some dumb stuff. Like,
yeah.
I'm addicted to America's Next Top Model.
Really?
Did you ever see that?
No. Is
oh,
it good?
God, no. Not even a little bit. It's not even a little bit. Like, Tyra Banks is so obsessed with herself. I
uh-huh.
can't even.
Really?
I don't even know.
So seriously. She steals the show, huh?
It's all about her.
Right.
And it's just, I like, we're here to find a model,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And I don't, but I still watch it.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
So she doesn't, like, get out of the way, huh? It's, like,
it's
about her.
It's all about her.
Wow.
It's all about her.
Really?
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
And, but I still watch it.
Yeah.
Even though, but my friend and I, we actually, neither of us really drink, but we play this, like, joke drinking game that every time we watch it together and every time someone says Tyra or she says Tyra, we cheers and we drink. And by the end of it, we're wasted.
Really?
Because she says Tyra, she, herself.
Right. She talks about her in third person.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it's so, you're like, oh my God. Like, you can't even believe what you're watching sometimes. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
But then I still watch it. Like, what's wrong with me? What does that say about me, Sam?
That you're bored as hell?
Apparently. Apparently, I need to find something to do. So anybody listening
some
out
stimulation.
There, if you have other things that are awesome that you enjoy doing, please tell me, because apparently I don't
let her know.
Apparently I'm bored out of
show
my
her
mind.
Her way.
Right? I need something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get dumber.
Yeah. But you know, talking about how people look and stuff, the other day we had a guest here who is, I won't be that specific, but she's a Playboy Playmate. Okay, a recent one. So she came into the studio and she wasn't really made up, or maybe a little bit of makeup, but she was so skinny. You know, I mean, at first I didn't know who she was, right?
Right.
So I told myself, God, I mean, she's so skinny. There's not even a body there. It's not like a woman's body, you know? And, you know, blonde hair and everything, but the face wasn't anything memorable.
Yeah.
So while she was doing the show, I looked her up online.
Uh-huh.
Gorgeous. Friggin' gorgeous on Playboy. I'm like, how the hell does this happen?
Makeup!
Yeah, makeup, you know, and and photography, lighting, and all that stuff, you know.
And airbrushing after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But suddenly she's got this beautiful feminine body, you know, tall, trim, everything, and her face is like beautiful, flawless. And I'm looking, I'm saying, this is not the same person, you know?
This is a lie.
Yeah.
I want the girl on the website.
Exactly. So all I'm here to say is, I, you know, all these beautiful people that we see, they don't really look like that. You know, people make them look like that. Everybody is just as plain as the next person when they're without makeup, when they're in, they're, you know, not dressed up or anything.
Yeah.
And we're all just normal people, you know. So some people look better. But I guess with models, people can see, like, the potential of the face. After you put the makeup on and stuff, they can see the potential.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some models are, you know, again, they look like perfect. You take off the makeup and the clothes and everything, and they look just, like, very plain.
Yeah. Or know? A lot of them look really weird.
Yeah.
And I mean that, and, like, if you watch the show, which you should just for fun.
Yeah.
To make fun of it. A lot of them have really weird features. But they photograph really interesting.
Mm.
And so you're like, how, you'll look at these girls and you're like, how are they models? Like,
right.
You see them on the screen,
right.
On TV, and then you see them in a photograph.
Uh-huh.
Stunning.
Really?
And it might, yes, it's the makeup. Yes, it's the photography, all of that. But it's also their features. Like,
right.
If it's, there's this one girl on there now who's got these really distinct features, and looking at her on screen, Sam, she looks very hard. Like, she's got a very defined jawline, cheekbones, her eyebrows, like, and it almost looks scary,
right.
But in a photograph, she looks stunning.
Really?
It's sometimes how people photograph.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
I guess, yeah.
The weirder you look,
yeah,
the better, maybe, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's the new thing.
Yeah.
But, I completely agree with you. But if you look at those, you know, the magazines, like, with the celebrities and stuff, and you look at them without makeup,
no.
It's nothing.
No, yeah.
You know?
That's why I like to look at the National Enquirer sometimes, you know.
Okay.
That's where you get all the
there
good pictures,
go.
You know.
Right, because that's all true.
Yeah.
Because they don't
single
just cut
word
and
about
paste
it.
Things.
Yeah.
You know that they do, too.
Right.
I don't think I've ever read a National Enquirer.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The thing is, no, I read it for the show. It's got some really good stories,
right,
you know,
I'm
to
buy
bring
it
up.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm gonna bring it up.
But I like the pictures because they'll show you, like, women on the beach, you know, like celebrities and stuff like that. And you can see all the cellulite and, yeah.
You are horrible. That's why you buy it, to look at women's cellulite?
to know that they're not, like, superstars, you know?
Oh, my God. To know that
to see people
aliens.
In their element, yeah, you know?
that they're real, that they're not aliens. They're not, like, perfectly put together.
Yeah. That and is... every time you think somebody's bigger than life, just picture them sitting on the toilet taking crap. And, you know, and you'll realize how human they are.
Oh, my God. I love it. I'm going to think about that next time, Sam. Yeah. Every person I see, I'm going to imagine them on the toilet.
Yeah.
And then I'm not nervous. So every audition I go into, I'm just going to imagine every producer, every network on the toilet.
Exactly. Yeah.
That'll work.
Exactly. And then you'll feel good about yourself, you know?
Right.
Yeah. You'll go, oh, they shit, too. They look terrible in the morning, too, you know?
Wow. I think you just gave me a new way to, like, cope with my anxiety.
Look at things, huh?
Look at that.
Yeah.
Seriously. Now I'm going to go into an audition feeling totally...
Yeah. I mean, it's like you can't afford to think that other people are better than you are, you know, because it's not the case.
Agreed.
You know, someone might be a better actor, someone might be a better model, but it doesn't mean that, you know, personally in their own lives, they're any different, you know.
Right.
It's just people that are like you and me, and then one day they're just like, you know, they become famous, they get on a popular show, they break through, you know, and suddenly everybody's like, wow, look at that person.
Yep.
Bigger than life, you know.
Right.
But you have to remember where you come from.
I agree. You know? We all come from the same place.
Yeah.
And we're all going to the same
place.
Exactly. But it's true, though. I mean, in our society, we look at celebrities as, like, almost not human.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That they're, like, these amazing...
Yeah, like superstars, you know? It's like... I think my theory is that, you know, like, in England, they have royalty. We don't have royalty, so we make our celebrities into royalty, you know? And we admire them and all that. But when you think about it, I mean, you know, the people that should be admired in society are teachers, you know, firemen, police. These are the people that put their lives on the line. These are the people that should be held in regard. But no, we pay a lot of money to basketball players and Justin Bieber's and shit like that, you know, that do absolutely nothing for society.
Nothing at all. I totally agree. But did you see, speaking of that, there's a show on last night called Secret Millionaire. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, I am obsessed. Okay, you have got to see it. It's about these millionaires that go live in different places in the country.
And they don't let people on that they're rich.
Right. Okay. And they live as them, like in poverty. Okay.
Right.
And they see what people go through on a daily basis. Now, last night was this couple who started Curves. Do you know Curves?
Yes.
For women.
Right. Like women. A workout type of place.
Fat women. That's mean. Yeah. You know what I mean. Women that need to work out. But so they started it. They have this, like, 1,000 acres in Texas of this, you know, beautiful house. And they have a house in Australia. And so this couple decides to go to Houston, this really bad area in Houston, and live off of, like, food stamps and stuff. And they volunteered at 3 different places. One was the Lazarus House, one was this autistic house, and then one was for something else. And now I can't. Oh, No More Victims, for kids that have parents that are in prison. Okay?
Wow.
So they volunteered and they helped him for a week, right? They didn't tell him who they were. At the end of the week, they came to them and said, this is who we are. And they gave each of them a huge chunk of money.
Wow.
And it was so amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm getting goosebumps. Look at that. I'm getting goosebumps.
You are.
Talking about it. But it was so beautiful. And it was like these people that do get overlooked every day that are doing something, that have started something so incredible to help people or, children or dogs or whatever the case may be, and they get overlooked, and we become so obsessed with being a celebrity or what the celebrities are doing. And, and you're right, though. It's like we don't have a royal family, but you know what? this is our royal family. I don't know. I don't know what it is. We paint it as it's like the most amazing thing.
Yeah. And it's narcissistic too. You know, I mean, everybody likes the spotlight on themselves. They want to be rich and famous and all that, you know, although I don't think it's all that it's cracked up to be, you know, when you look at some celebrities who are going through problems and then we get to see everything in the media, I don't think they want that, you know,
no.
I think they would prefer if if they get some privacy. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm, you know, when you have your nervous breakdown, Sam, you don't want people knowing about you.
That's true. Yeah, I don't. But I'd still like to be famous sometimes. I don't know why.
Just tell your wife to treat you as such.
Exactly.
Be like,
exactly.
Wife, treat me like yeah. I'm famous.
Exactly.
See what happens.
Respect me.
There we go.
Appreciate what you have.
I love it.
All right, Stephanie. Well, we're at the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're
always a lot of fun.
You are too.
And thank you all for joining us, folks. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.